This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
391-57.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one person at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that one person? We always ask that question. Are you that one person who is going to help to stop the totalitarians in your local community, worldwide? And you know what? The key is the local community. Your local community. I've been on this theme now coming up to the elections because it's at the local community where it really counts. It's the local elections where you can really do the most damage to those that are trying to destroy this country. The 1% that are trying to destroy not just this country, but countries around the world to unify under one banner of the United Nations. Anyway, we're not going to let them do that here in the great United States of America. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. It's election season. And by gosh, by golly, I mean, I can throw all sorts of little terms out there to describe what is going on. It's chaos in the election cycle. And it is. This is unlike anything I've ever seen. And by the way, I want to tell you, it's all because of Agenda 21. It's all because of this plan, this grand plan that's out there from the United Nations. Everybody's in on it. Well, just about, except me and you. But that's what it is. It's the United Nations agenda for the 21st century, for you and me and everybody else on the planet, except for the 1% that's going to be, well, they're behind it all. 1% of the population, less than 1% of the population, who they've amassed all the wealth, they've got all the connections, you know, they're all the big bankers, all the elites and so on, the globalists, as we call them. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they are here and they're in our midst and they're influencing us through a document, through a plan. But it's really a big battle that is shaping up right in front of your faces, and it's really good versus evil at this point. And to help us drive that point home to you, we have with us right now Tom Harris, who is the Executive Director of the International Climate Science Coalition. Tom, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio.
Yeah, hi, Paul.
Well, listen, talk about what is really going on in terms of the whole climate science industry, I guess you could say, everything with Al Gore and all these other people that they're starting to pull out right now, because you know that all of us with tinfoil hats, we can't think for ourselves. We have to have the government think for us. And they're telling us about all these evil things going on with the climate. And by the way, give you a little bit of my background. I am a biologist. And I used to teach biological sciences and environmental sciences for 16 years. So it's not like I don't know what this is. And by the way, I'm a former member of Greenpeace.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Greenpeace has certainly gone off the rails on this one. I mean, you know, there are a lot of environmental concerns that are real that are actually impacting the world right now. You know, things like groundwater pollution and plastic in the Pacific Ocean. And, you know, in some areas there's air pollution problems, mostly in the developing countries. But the trouble is the environmental movement have made climate change their main cause. And this is a big problem because, in fact, the data simply does not back up the climate scare. And so what's happening is the environmental movement are shooting themselves in the foot by putting all their eggs in a basket that has no bottom to it.
I like that. Well, you know, it's true. And, of course, I've been pounding on the table since the 1970s. 1978 and 79 is when I really broke away from Greenpeace because I realized what a fraud it was. And that was way back in the day. And I think even the founder at that time in Greenpeace jumped out. I can't remember his name.
Oh, yeah, Patrick Moore.
Patrick Moore, right. I think he was that was about the same time frame. I used to use a lot of their, you know, classroom aides and stuff like that. And then I started realizing the science just wasn't matching up what I knew as a biologist and even was studying at the time because we were – really, one of the things we were working on is I was a member of the Cetacean Society, and we're working on bringing back the California gray whale. So we were spending a lot of time, actually, as students down at the beach and out in the ocean. Three times a year,
oh, yeah.
We would go out with our kids and do, you know, science studies. And it just wasn't matching up with what the discussion was
going
on.
Yeah, and it's a big problem because I was looking at the grade 12 physics textbook for up here in Canada, at least in this area, and I mean, it is directly off the David Suzuki or Greenpeace website. I mean,
right.
This is supposedly a physics textbook for science students in grade 12, and yet many of the things that are being stated are simply wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're elementary wrong. It's not like they're complex wrong. They're just and so the trouble is many of the teachers have actually bought into the climate scare hook, line, and sinker. And, you know, I have to tell you a story. A friend of mine escaped from the Sisi regime in Egypt, and he brought his family here. He has a PhD in engineering. He was the head of their energy department in the government. So he understands the climate scare is largely a hoax. And his son was so happy, a teenage son coming into high school in Canada, an Egyptian boy. He was so happy because he said, now I can finally say what I think, you know, because in Egypt you certainly can't do that.
Right.
So he got into his physics class and started to say that, you know, he didn't believe the climate scare. And, oh, man, was he ostracized, you know. And he came to me and he said, Tom, he said, I thought this is Canada, you know, this is supposed to be a free country. And yet they're treating the climate issue as if it's a religion instead of science, which, of course, should be open to skepticism and debate. And so I said, yeah, you're right, but you better tell the teacher what they want to hear because you've got to get through high school.
Yeah.
And so, very sadly, he went back to school. You see, the teachers were really concerned because this boy actually knew the science quite well, his dad being a PhD, you know, in a science area. And he was convincing other students that, you know, the data doesn't match. There isn't an increase in extreme weather. Just take a look at the NOAA website. I gave him the websites, and he was thrilled because, of course, it shows California, for example, had its maximum temperature in 1913. Okay, in Greenland Ranch, wherever that is, it had its minimum temperature in 1937. The most 24-hour precipitation was 1943. I mean, you can go through all the state records. And what you find is that there's been no state records at all out of the hundreds of possible records, because, of course, each state has many records for highest temperature, lowest temperature, greatest hailstone size, you know, all sorts of things. If you go through the whole record, you find there was no record set at all in 2015, and only one in 2014, one in 2013, one in 2012. You have to go back to the 1930s to find out when there was a significant number of records being set. So he was directing the students, his friends, to the websites and saying, well, this isn't true, and here you go.
Yeah.
And, of course, the teachers were quite upset. So, I mean, that is one of the big problems. Many of the millennials now have been thoroughly indoctrinated by highly biased teachers and highly biased textbooks, which are, in the case I was looking at, completely wrong. And so now they're out there and they can vote. So Hillary has brought in Al Gore to actually, you know, gather up his followers to vote for Hillary.
Yeah, it's quite an amazing situation. Right now we're talking to Tom Harris, and he's the executive director of the International Climate Science Coalition. And for the past 3 years, he has taught climate science at Carleton University in Ottawa. And Mr. Harris publishes often in the newspapers across Canada and the U.S. and appears regularly on radio and TV. And we're really happy to have him with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. And of course, our radio show is named after United Nations Agenda 21. We've kind of converted it, hijacked it, because we call it for America's Agenda for the 21st Century. That's actually the official title. So we've kind of hijacked it, and of course, the environmentalist part of it is a huge part of what they're trying to do to leverage their social engineering in so many different ways. You know, one of the things that is concern to everybody, and we're starting to see a lot of these things play out, is the whole notion of eugenics and the whole notion of overpopulation of the planet, which plays very large with sustainability and United Nations Agenda 21, the grand plan for you know, the whole planet. But what are your thoughts on what they're trying to do to progress in the area of eugenics?
Yeah, that's not something I'm really familiar with. So I can talk about the purpose, I think, of the climate scare, and that might have some relationship to that. You know, there are obviously people in the society who believe that we are having dangerous climate change. But I think that there's an overarching objective to push the world towards world government. You know, and I think
right.
that if you control the world's energy, you control the world. Because, you know, take an example, take Russia. Russia told the Ukraine they had to agree to certain foreign policy things or they'd turn off the gas, because, of course, the gas lines run through the Ukraine and they rely on Russia. And, you know, sadly, the Ukrainians gave up their nuclear missiles, because when they split from the Soviet Union, they still had a lot of nuclear missiles. And, you know, it's interesting because the West said that they would defend the Ukraine if they gave up their missiles. Well, we know what that happened. You know, I mean, obviously the West just reneged on that agreement. But similarly, the Ukrainians wanted to have independent foreign policy. Well, the Russians did turn off the gas in the middle of the winter, okay? And this was a serious threat that would kill many, many people. So it wasn't long before the Ukrainians came along and agreed with the Russians. And you know, so that shows how energy policy helps drive all kinds of other policies.
Yeah.
Now, if you're trying to control carbon dioxide, hold on.
And with that thought, we're going to come back. We have a break coming up. Stay with us,
yeah,
ladies
sure.
and gentlemen. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're very fortunate to have with us Tom Harris, who is the Executive Director of the International Climate Science Coalition. And we're talking just before the break about one of my favorite subjects. And you brought it up, and I cannot resist it. But, you know, one of the things I've always said I'd love to do is I'd love to take the teacher approach, the science teacher, the chemistry teacher in me, and say to a Barack Obama, can you please explain to me the relevance of the element carbon?
Yeah.
Would you love to do that?
Carbon makes more molecules than any other than any other atom. And, you know, some of it's poison, like PCBs, and some of it's parts of you and me and hummingbirds and carbon dioxide. I you know, Obama, throughout all of his speeches, and our Prime Minister Trudeau is actually copying him now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He calls it carbon pollution. In fact, even in the Clean Power Plan, in the official act, it says carbon pollution.
Yeah.
So this is part of the 1984-type language where they actually say war is peace. You know, they say
right.
The opposite of what's reality. And sadly, many people, even on the right, will call it carbon tax and carbon pollution. And it's just not. I mean, carbon is soot. Carbon is diamonds and graphite. That's carbon. But as you know, as a biologist, carbon is the stuff of life. Carbon dioxide is the stuff of life.
Well, see, that's,
so to try and control it is crazy.
That's the thing I'd love to try and do with some of these people. Say, hey, tell me, you know, in a press conference even, can you tell me what is the most important element organically? Hello?
Oh, yeah, exactly. But you know, back to what we were saying earlier, if you control carbon dioxide,
right.
Which, you know, and most of the world's energy, something over 80%, comes from fossil fuels. So if you control carbon dioxide emissions, you control most of the world's energy. And if you control the world's energy, you control the world. And so, indeed, what we're seeing, and in fact, you know, our previous environment minister, David Anderson, even admitted at one point in a somewhat candid moment, he said that the Kyoto Protocol is the flagship of global governance. Okay, so many of the people that are at the top, they recognize that if you control CO2 and you do it through treaties like the Paris Agreement, you're controlling the world.
Yeah, and that's the thing that, you know, one of the things I try and drive home when I talk about this is that, you know, we have here in California, the California Air Resources Board. Hello, we're one of the trading schemes, you know, for this, for carbon credits. You know,
oh, yeah.
And originally they had, I think it was Geneva, Sydney, Australia, and California, Sacramento. They set
well,
up
you know,
these
I
exchanges.
Thought that Ontario had the highest electricity rates in North America until I looked up your rates.
Right, right.
I mean, your rates are incredible. You know, and it's interesting because you only get about 1% of your electricity from the cheapest form of fossil fuel, and of course that's coal, and that's largely the reason why your electricity rates have gone through the roof, because you're using much more expensive forms of energy. You know, the United States is the Saudi Arabia of coal. You have enough for centuries.
Right.
Right now, you get about 33% of your energy from coal. And Obama wants to turn that off to supposedly stop climate change.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a real problem for states like West Virginia that is about 95% coal fired. You know, they're going to see rates go through the roof. And I can give you an idea as to what's going to happen by looking at what happened here in Ontario. Ontario was 25% fired by, or, you know, fueled by coal-fired electricity back in 2002. And we had the lowest electricity rates in Canada. We were the industrial powerhouse of Canada. We contributed to the equalization payments. You know, we have kind of a socialist scheme up here where you actually have to contribute to a central pot, and then the have-not provinces get some of that pot. So Ontario was one of the contributors. They decided they'd get rid of coal completely to stop climate change. In fact, Ontario now has the greatest or the most extreme climate change program in North America, and they did. They got rid of all their coal, and right now we have 0% from coal. And get this, here are our electricity rates. They have gone up 318%. Okay? And that's only the beginning. We're going to see it up to 500% by the time this is done, because they're converting to more expensive forms of energy. And, you know, now we are actually a have-not province. Ontario now does not contribute to the central pot. We take from it. They're trying to do the same thing in Alberta and New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, where those, you know, those provinces are, in the case of Nova Scotia and Alberta, they're still more than 50% coal, and they're trying to turn them off coal, too. So we're going to end up with the whole damn country as a have-not country.
Well, you know, the thing is that one of the things you bring up Ottawa and you bring up Trudeau, and I cannot resist the opportunity to discuss Jerry Brown, the governor of California, who, by the way...
God.
When Jerry Brown is done with his next term in office, the current term that he's on, he'll have spent 16 years as the governor of California, first in the 70s and 80s, and now in the 2010 era. And this is just too much for us in California, the socialist communist that we have with Jerry Brown. But I bring up the connection with Trudeau because just recently, about a year and a half ago, he was meeting with... people in, I believe it was Trudeau, in Canada, as well as governors of several states, and Cuba, and Mexico, to form an energy alliance. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
A big regional organization, regionalism, of course, that's the Soviet style of governance. They were trying to do this, all without authorization. Jerry Brown was going to set up international treaties, which is against the law, against our Constitution, to do that as a governor, yet he's willing to do that, to set up these energy alliances. 16 states in the United States were going to be involved, Canada, Mexico, and Cuba.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting how Democrats seem to feel they can just break the law, and of course they can, to a certain extent, because the media turns a blind eye. I mean, Obama's doing the same thing with the Paris Agreement. The Paris Agreement is very clearly a treaty, and it very clearly needs to be ratified after the Senate approve it.
Right.
Okay, and yet he's now calling it an executive agreement. He just kind of made that up.
Right.
And yet they're going to try and enforce it, too. So, I mean, they seem to just simply... use the law or break the law, and of course we're seeing a lot of that with Hillary, to their advantage. And the large reason is because the media don't hold them accountable, with the exception of you and Fox News. You know, there's most media are just so left-wing, it's ridiculous.
Well, we're seeing the evidence of that right now play out here with the WikiLeaks and with just recently with James O'Keefe, because it's complete lawlessness what's happening with the media. I mean, talk about bad data. You know, these polling organizations that are out there are using completely skewed data going on. I mean, of course, the whole data thing with the environmentalists, is, as you know, and of course, as maybe some of our audience don't understand, they use absolutely fabricated data, false from pseudoscience, I might add, come up with their conclusions, which is absolutely leads to despicable things such as what's happening to us in California with the California Air Resources Board and all the overt regulations.
Well,
and again...
I think they're trying to create the bandwagon effect, where they basically show that, you know, oh, everybody wants Hillary, so most people who don't know much figure, well, okay, I'll vote Hillary. And, you know, Trump has said some very, very smart things with respect to the climate issue. He actually told Fox News just a couple of months ago, he said, sure, humans have some impact on climate, but it's nothing at all like what the environmentalists are saying. It's nothing at all. And he calls Hillary's campaign, he says it's an energy-destroying campaign. So, you know, while we don't take sides here at the International Climate Science Coalition, what Trump is saying is a breath of fresh air. I mean, he's the first real Republican candidate at president level, perhaps ever, to simply tell the truth about the climate issue. And, you know, I'm very pleased with that. And I hope he gets in for that reason alone.
Well, that would be enough. Well, anyway, tell us, you got about 30 seconds to tell us how we can get in touch with you and follow you.
Yeah, sure. If people go to our website, which is climatescienceinternational.org, you can see my contact coordinates in there. And, of course, if you just do a Google search with Tom Harris and climate change, you'll get it. And you'll find mostly our attackers. You know, we even have, you know, some of our scientists even get death threats.
Listen, in this business, I believe it. Listen, Tom, thank you very much for being on Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned for more Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
The Liberty Tour returns, presented by Agenda 21 Radio. Liberty Tour number 5, The Constitution. Friday, October 28th and Saturday, October 29th, Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak, California, will be returning. There are two documents that have served as the basis for the United States of America. The Bible and the Constitution, both are powerful documents that have provided freedom, prosperity, and stability for not just the United States, but the world. In the last 100 years, both have come under attack by those who wish to destroy the United States of America. Liberty Tour 5 will focus on the power of American citizens given to us in the U.S. Constitution, the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to develop the U.S. Constitution to protect the God-given rights of all Americans. Participants will be given the knowledge of how to use the Constitution as the founding fathers had envisioned, and how to take this knowledge back to their communities to teach their fellow citizens the power behind the Constitution. Learn the value of the U.S. Constitution and why it is more important than ever to understand it and to hold those who swear an oath to protect and defend it accountable. General admission is $10. Veterans, law enforcement, first responders, and students with ID are free. Children 14 and under are free. Purchase tickets online at Eventbrite at A21R.com. That's A21R.com. An AR-15 gun raffle will be held. That's the Liberty Tour, Friday, October 28th, and Saturday, October 29th, Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road. For more information, go to agenda21radio.news or call area code 530-870-8569. That's 530-870-8569. The Liberty Tour, the Constitution, October 28th and 29th, Church of Glad Tidings, sponsored by Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Covering some of the polling numbers. I'm going to go down these numbers for you again so you kind of get the drift. This is as of yesterday, the 13th, so you have a kind of an idea what's happening here. And again, my preference, who I look at, if I want to find out a polling number, I go to Rasmussen and I go to the LA Times USC poll. That's what I do. I do that all the time. It's become habit because I have found these two to be, through the mix and match of all the polls out there, I have found these two to be precise. And when it comes down to election day, I don't like maybe you know, I really didn't like what I saw in 2012. You know, I was looking at Rasmussen, and man, at the very end, it was Obama by a couple, by one or two. And I thought, well, the fix is in. We know the fix is in with the elections. I mean, That's something that's definitely out there. Anyway, so review. Rasmussen reports, this is a national as of yesterday in a four-way race, Trump up by two. L.A. Times, general election report, indicates a tie. It's actually just a few hundredths into Trump's category there on the win side, but it's virtually a tie. Ohio, Trump versus Clinton versus Johnson versus Stein, Trump by one. Hello, Ohio. Now, the other one, Ohio, says in a two-way. Let's see. Oh, that's the NBC Wall Street Journal one. And the Emerson has Clinton up by two. Now, that is within striking distance. There's no doubt that Donald's going to win Ohio, unfortunately for Hillary. And Pennsylvania, I might add. Okay, some other ones, North Carolina. Okay, down here, Georgia, Trump versus Clinton versus Johnson. We've got Trump up by six. This is, what was that report? What was that one? That was the Landmark Communications. See, who is Landmark Communications? Trump by five in Missouri. Shows that is a Remington Research. Michigan, Trump versus Clinton. Clinton up by 10, it says. Fox News. Of course, Fox News. Utah, Trump. And this is consistent. Trump is defeating everybody, including the new guy, McMillan, who's another moron. And, you know, of course, I'm sorry. These off-ballot guys, I just have very little respect for. They're getting a lot of money for what they're doing. Maybe I should run for president and become a millionaire overnight. That's you know, obviously, there's something to that. Anyway, so those are the polls, and I don't see it as bad news in terms of positioning for Donald Trump at all. And those that are out there, you guys don't know what you're talking about. That's just me. But, you know, seriously, those are the two that I go to, Rasmussen, and I go to the LA Times. Those are the two that I really pretty much find to be fairly consistent. Okay, WikiLeaks, a couple of things we've got up on Agenda 21 Radio. If you go to our website, a21r.com, what exactly is Agenda 21? We're going to be talking about that. Bombshell email, Clinton camp demands compliant citizenry for her master plan. WikiLeaks, Agenda 21 Radio. Hillary Rodham Clinton wants her master plan and eat it too. An email released in the recent WikiLeaks dump laid out Democratic candidate for president Hillary Rodham Clinton's real plan for the future, and it didn't include justice, equality, or fairness. Instead, Clinton's plan for the future revolved around maintaining political power while working to create a, quote, unaware and compliant citizenry. That's not just her plan. That's the United Nations plan, and that's Bill Clinton's plan. That's George Soros's plan. That's George W. Bush's plan. That's George H. Bush. That's everybody's plan working forward from Ronald Reagan. That's the plan for you. That's why they have to have her in power. That's why this whole consistent power stream of socialist ideological thought has had to be maintained through elections. That's why it's so corrupted. Because they are trying to make us a compliant citizenry, Second Amendment anyone. That's the big cherry on top of the pie, is the Second Amendment. Make us compliant. We Americans are not compliant. That's just in our genes. And these people do not understand it, but they're working hard. They're manipulating the elections. And look at what they've done to the media. And, of course, this has been working on us for a long, long time. You know, we brought you the whole chronicles of Bezmianev, I think his name was, a Soviet operative who was very, very well versed in PSYOP by the Soviets at the time to change opinions in America. And they've done a great job. This has been something that's been moving along through the progressives for a long, long time. So a compliant citizenry? Yeah, there you go. Compliant citizenry means you take a knee and get killed. Take away your guns. What happens every time a government takes away their guns from the citizens? Well, guns are used on the citizens to kill them. I mean, every totalitarian regime ever has done that. Why do you think we are different as a nation with our Second Amendment? Now, you have Jerry Brown, a socialist communist Jesuit, who is out here destroying California, taking away Second Amendment rights. Of course, because they want a compliant citizenry. And taking away your guns is the first way to be compliant. Not happening, ladies and gentlemen. That they don't understand. It's not going to happen. We're on to their plan, and we're exposing it. And that's the best thing that we can do right now. It says the email came from Bill Ivey, who was appointed chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts during President Bill Clinton's second term. It was sent to Hillary Clinton's campaign chair, John Podesta, March 13th, 2016. This is fresh. In the email, Ivey considered how Clinton could fight against Trump's appeal and suggested that simply falling back on previous policies won't work. Quote from the email. And as I've mentioned, we've all been quite content to demean government, drop civics, and in general conspire to produce an unaware and compliant citizenry, he said. Education, anyone? I saw it firsthand how civics were removed from the curriculums in schools in California over the last 30 years. That's what's been going on. So we can have a more compliant citizenry. I mean, this is it. It says, Ivy admitted how the left has made secret plans to make the public oblivious to their devious plans, but he realized the public isn't easy to manipulate, which is problematic for Democrats. Unawareness among voters, he insinuated, was a positive for Clinton and the campaign she was running. The email confirmed what Democrats like Clinton have in mind for the American public. Clinton loves to claim that her vision for America includes one where everyone is treated the same way, but she is only saying what she thinks the public wants to hear. And the excerpts that are down there, we have the email and so on. A compliant citizenry. It says the email was, this email that has all this information in it, as well as many others, demonstrate what Clinton actually thinks of Americans, and it isn't good. In fact, it strongly supports her, quote, deplorable remarks a few weeks ago. That's truly what we have here, is a deplorable, despicable human being who's running for president, and her name is Hillary Rodham Clinton. But there's others. Scalia murder plot by Democrats. Did I say that? I did. And when we come back, we're going to talk about more WikiLeaks and the inference in the WikiLeaks about what we would call an assassination. Yeah, an assassination. Wet works. Doesn't work for me, but it worked on Antonin Scalia. Stay with us.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
We're talking about some WikiLeaks. And one that popped out with me, I was sent this the WikiLeaks things are just going crazy. There's just tons of information out there, and Red Smith has been doing a stellar job for us as a researcher. Francine, I'm going to mention your name, Francine. Bill, citizen journalist Bill. So many others that have been contributing to Agenda 21. You've been sifting through and ciphering. Certainly Scott Bennett, our very own Scott Bennett. You wouldn't believe what's going on. I mean, we got just tons of things, and of course, Scott's got a lot of things going on. By the way, I think Scott, if I'm not mistaken, I'll find out more, filed a lawsuit against the Obama administration for his incarceration as a whistleblower. That, I think, it was filed yesterday in San Francisco in federal court. So this is going to be explosive. This is going to be explosive. Maybe I shouldn't have come out with that, but this, anyway, this article, this one came out of WikiLeaks, and it said, according to new WikiLeaks emails, 3 days before Justice Scalia died, this email was sent using the terms, quote, wet works. Now, for those of you that don't know or have not heard that term before, it's a spy term. And as I get through this, you'll understand what wet works is all about and some of the other spinoffs. Exclusively used in military terminology, meaning assassination. This is from Elmendorf, teamsubjectmatter.com, to John Podesta. And this is February 9th, 2016. Subject, thanks. I'm reading right from the email. I'm all in. Sounds like it would be a bad night. We all need to buckle up and double down. From John Podesta to Steve Elmendorf. Thanks. Didn't think wet works meant pool parties at the Vineyard. What is Podesta saying there? Didn't think wet works meant pool parties at the Vineyard. Huh? Something to ponder. Gee, wasn't it very, very fortunate for the left that Antonin Scalia died when he did? Think about it. There was never an autopsy. They rushed his body off. It was covered up. There's a lot to this. And quite frankly, I don't believe it for a second that he was not murdered. I'm sorry, my tinfoil hat is just blazing hot red right now. And by the way, I hope all of you have your tinfoil hats on. We're going to start selling tinfoil hats on Agenda 21 Radio. Just to make it so that you're less compliant. So, yeah, that's an interesting WikiLeaks, isn't it? And it's right here. It's on A21R.com. You can see it. John Podesta, right there. Says, U.S. Supreme Court Scalia died at age 79. Scalia died in his sleep at age 79 on the night of February 12th or the morning of the February 13th following an afternoon of quail hunting and dining at Cibolo Creek Ranch in Shafter, Texas. Conspiracy theorists suspected foul play. We discovered the judge in bed. This is a quote. A pillow over his head. His bedclothes were unwrinkled. John Poindexter, the ranch owner, told the San Antonio Express News, adding that Scalia was lying very peacefully or restfully. It looked like he had not quite awakened from a nap. All right. He used a CPAP machine. My understanding was he didn't have his CPAP machine. And if he did have a CPAP machine, I'd like to see what was in the chamber that's used to put water in the CPAP to humidify the air that's blown into your lungs from a CPAP. But that didn't happen. No investigation here. You have a sitting conservative judge who everybody wants dead on the left, and he dies. Hello, not suspicious? Tinfoil hat is red hot right now on top of my head. And every other thinker out there, listen, by the way, I want to go through this again. Be proud of your tinfoil hat, you thinkers out there. Because what's the alternative that Hillary Rodham Clinton wants for you? What's the alternative? A compliant citizenry. Who doesn't think? That's why we encourage tinfoil hat thinking here on Agenda 21 Radio. Be thinkers. Then when you, you know, really get past the tinfoil hat phase and you kind of want to get a little bit more aggressive, you have to put on a Kevlar helmet. That's what we strongly recommend. Anyway, so, yeah, conspiracy theories are abounding. They're coming from all these WikiLeaks. There's more WikiLeaks. We're going to be featuring more of them. We're getting just tons of information. It's going to be continuing to be damning to Hillary Rodham Clinton. And, you know, the whole leftist movement, this international cabal, if you will, that's going on, that involves everything imaginable to try and insert the globalist agenda right now. And there are champions fighting against it. Donald Trump, who, by the way, take a look at his lineage. See how he's related to European history? It will blow your mind. For all of you people that understand the Reformation, understand what dirty deeds the Catholic Church and the Pope engaged in against Christians in the 1500s, we'll be back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
The Liberty Tour returns, presented by Agenda 21 Radio. Liberty Tour number 5, The Constitution. Friday, October 28th and Saturday, October 29th, Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak, California, will be returning. There are two documents that have served as the basis for the United States of America. The Bible and the Constitution, both are powerful documents that have provided freedom, prosperity, and stability for not just the United States, but the world. In the last 100 years, both have come under attack by those who wish to destroy the United States of America. Liberty Tour 5 will focus on the power of American citizens given to us in the U.S. Constitution, the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to develop the U.S. Constitution to protect the God-given rights of all Americans. Participants will be given the knowledge of how to use the Constitution as the founding fathers had envisioned, and how to take this knowledge back to their communities to teach their fellow citizens the power behind the Constitution. Learn the value of the U.S. Constitution and why it is more important than ever to understand it and to hold those who swear an oath to protect and defend it accountable. General admission is $10. Veterans, law enforcement, first responders, and students with ID are free. Children 14 and under are free. Purchase tickets online at Eventbrite at A21R.com. That's A21R.com. An AR-15 gun raffle will be held. That's the Liberty Tour, Friday, October 28th, and Saturday, October 29th, Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road. For more information, go to agenda21radio.news or call area code 530-870-8569. That's 530-870-8569. The Liberty Tour, the Constitution, October 28th and 29th, Church of Glad Tidings, sponsored by Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, a little bit more of WikiLeaks, some of the stuff coming out. And I pulled this one out. And it is on A21R.com, and we have a whole download of stuff coming at you. We're trying to pick some out that are relevant and pertaining to maybe some of the stuff you're hearing in the main, or not. You don't hear this in the mainstream media, by the way. You don't hear anything about WikiLeaks on NBC, CBS, ABC. You'll hear something about maybe 28 seconds or so on ABC, nothing on NBC. You know, none of this stuff is coming out. None of the stuff we talk about in this show is on the mainstream media. That's why people are turning it off, because people are in disbelief. They do not trust people like Hillary Rodham Clinton. She's such a turnoff because they don't trust her. So, you know, that's why we're doing this. We're out here trying to get the most information out to you. Okay, here's one. And I picked this one out because, and I put it on the website, because I got a question the other day. I'm sorry if I'm going to kind of go off again. I think I did this yesterday. This teacher thing just keeps coming back at me. But I was asked, I've been asked several times, well, show me the proof and the evidence. Where's your evidence about these claims? I said, well, you know, go to my website. No. I want you to tell me. You know, people get demanding because they want me to do their work for them. And I tell them, you do your work for you. You own it. You do it. I'm not going to do that. I said, I learned that as a high school teacher. The students always wanted me to answer the questions for them, the questions they had to find out, they had to read about, they had to discover. They wanted me to answer the questions. It was just something that happened all the time. So I said no. But this one's interesting because it says, Dear Mr. Podesta, I am writing to you to follow up on my message below. Please let me know if you are available to join Mr. and Mrs. Soros at the Hamptons. Just thought I'd throw that one at you. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, we don't know how lucky we are. And the Cuban stopped and said, how lucky you are. I had some place to escape to. And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. The Liberty Tour returns, presented by Agenda 21 Radio. Liberty Tour number 5, The Constitution. Friday, October 28th, and Saturday, October 29th, Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak, California, will be returning. There are two documents that have served as the basis for the United States of America, the Bible and the Constitution. Both are powerful documents that have provided freedom, prosperity, and stability for not just the United States, but the world. In the last 100 years, both have come under attack by those who wish to destroy the United States of America. Liberty Tour 5 will focus on the power of American citizens given to us in the U.S. Constitution, the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to develop the U.S. Constitution to protect the God-given rights of all Americans. Participants will be given the knowledge of how to use the Constitution as the founding fathers had envisioned, and how to take this knowledge back to their communities to teach their fellow citizens the power behind the Constitution. Learn the value of the U.S. Constitution and why it is more important than ever to understand it and to hold those who swear an oath to protect and defend it accountable. General admission is $10. Veterans, law enforcement, first responders, and students with ID are free. Children 14 and under are free. Purchase tickets online at Eventbrite at a21r.com. That's a21r.com. An AR-15 gun raffle will be held. That's the Liberty Tour, Friday, October 28th, and Saturday, October 29th, Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road. For more information, go to agenda21radio.news or call area code 530-870-8569. That's 530-870-8569. The Liberty Tour, the Constitution, October 28th and 29th, Church of Glad Tidings, sponsored by Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.